Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're listening to an Irreverent Media Podcast. Go to irreverent.fm for more content from our friends.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Hi, I'm Kevin. And
we're
your favorite ants. We finally nailed it.
We did it. Okay, we're two best friends who have a lot in common and a lot on our mind.
And each week we're going to tell you what is on said minds, pop culture, Christian subculture, everything in between. And also we answer some questions from listeners, people like you.
And like your favorite ants, we've got lots of opinions and a few drinks in us.
Because it's more fun that way, right? So let's get into it. This is a new episode of Your Favorite Ants. Good afternoon, party people. I am so thrilled. Once again, Sarah, you are frozen a little bit, but I'm sure your video will catch up in a minute.
Is
your audio still on?
I don't know.
Yeah, your audio's still going, so that's fine. But your hair looks amazing. It's giving body right now, at least.
I went to bed with wet hair.
Secrets of success.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say hello to everyone in the chat who might be joining us from QCF afterwards, because I just finished up my live show of A Tiny Revolution with Matthias and Mihi Kimcourt, which was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was like a really cute time. We got a little deep. Oh my gosh, Mihi's here too. Ah!
Oh, this is fun.
I can't stand this.
Bringing to the stage Mihi Kimcourt.
Oh, I thought it was just like me logging in to see the thing.
You're on
the live, girl. If you want to watch it, you can go to youtube.com/KevinGarciaWasTaken. But if you want to hang out here and beyond,
We're just gonna
shoot the shit. But you don't have to stick around because you just did a whole live show.
Yeah, I don't have any brain cells. I don't know how you're doing it.
That's how we do it. That is literally what we require.
This is called the gin and tonic. That's how I'm doing it.
This is called the margarita spritz.
And this is called my J that I smoked during the show.
And this is called Your Favorite Ants, a podcast where people write in questions, they have concerns. I don't know, concerns.
Also, do you two know each other?
No.
Mihi Kimcourt, meet my best friend, Sarah Heath.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Sarah Heath is UMC ordained clergywoman.
True.
Host of the podcast Making Spaces.
True.
The new podcast coming out very soon called don't tell me I can do it. It's called Revcovery.
Got it.
For those who are transitioning in their ministry or leaving ministry. She's pretty badass. And I'd also like to welcome to this, Mihi Kimcourt, Presbyterian minister.
Yeah, you are.
Co-pastor of a church with her husband Andy, writer of the book Outside of the Lines and all but dissertation on her PhD.
Stop it. We're proud. You are very welcome here. You are welcome to log off and get yourself a tasty beverage, whatever that might be for you. It could be tea. Mm. Sometimes we do tea. Not often.
Not often.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Unless you're spilling the tea.
I want to bring in Mihi Kim. I want to bring in Matthias Roberts.
What? This is a party.
Live from the closet, I think.
Live from the closet.
The Christian closet.
It doesn't let us blur in this app, so y'all get to see the mess.
Yes, it's so good to see you.
Hi, Sarah.
Matthias, go to a festival every year, or have historically gone to a festival every year, and just we get into it. So
we do.
Open invitation for you, Mihi, if you want to come hang out with us in wherever we end up this year.
Yeah, we don't know where it is this year or what date.
Oh, what festival?
It's called Wild Goose.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wild Goose. I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
Come join us. We have so much fun.
I will say, if you do come, come stay with us because it's truly the best of times. But since y'all are here, Mihi, do you want to stick around? You don't have to.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't want to,
ladies and gentlemen,
please don't be sorry.
Welcome to boundaries.
Yeah. I don't wanna jump into the next thing and you'd be like, oh fuck, he trapped me here.
Yeah. So you can go. So nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you. And I will just jump over to YouTube and watch you guys over there.
Please.
Cool. Love.
Take care.
Bye.
Love everybody.
Bye.
What a treat, what a dream. I particularly love this streaming platform because it allows people to do that in a beautiful way. So Matthias, welcome to Your Favorite Aunts, your first time here.
It is my first time here. Can you believe that?
I can't believe
it. Honestly? That, yeah, we've been doing this over a year now. Like, what's wrong with us?
Yeah.
But anyways, welcome to Your Favorite Aunts. I am Charlize Theron.
And I'm Giselle. I don't know.
You're Giselle. Amazing.
And you are?
Who are you?
I am Channing Tatum.
Obviously. Yes.
Also, I hear my friend yelling at me.
Oh my gosh, Kevin. The number of times... Okay, Matthias, this show really should just be called Kevin Forgot Something in the Kitchen.
That's so fucked up. Why would you say that to me? But yeah, I mean, like, true. We always start off with the question of the day, but we'll throw it to you, Matthias. How the hell are you? Keynote.
That's your question.
Yeah,
first question. How the hell are you?
Okay. To our audience, to each guest, to each other. Because your aunts, when you actually hang out with your favorite aunts, if you have an aunt that you love, they're going to first ask you how you're doing. So how the hell are you?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay. Yeah, I love it. I am well. I'm exhausted today. I did not sleep super well last night, so just kind of feeling that. But overall, doing well. It's, you know, QCF weekend, which is so fun. Mm-hmm.
Did you keynote today?
Last night.
That's why. Probably some adrenaline kept you up.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was a lovely time. Literally cried because it was one of those things where it's just like, I mean, me and Matthias have talked about keynoting at QCF since we were literally just bloggers, and now
just baby.
Now we're just Twitter and Instagram people. Look at us. We've come.
Look at you. Writers, both of you have books. And then Matthias took the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn proud, Matthias. Seriously, it was a lovely keynote.
Thank you.
It was really fun to see on the internet how many people are looking forward to your keynote. That's like always like I had that like proud aunt / sister / friend moment where I was like, no, you should be looking for it. It's going to be so good. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Aunt, sister, friend. I like that.
Sister, friend.
Is that your Tinder bio? Aunt, sister, friend?
Aunt, sister, friend.
I don't really want to be someone's aunt, sister, friend, mom.
Didn't say anything about motherhood, but go off, sis. Freudian slip?
I mean, I do. No, I meant like that's not my dating profile. I don't want to be reparenting.
You don't
want to
be someone's mommy. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Sarah Louisa Jane Heath, how are you doing?
I'm really good. I'm in Palm Springs for a couple of days. My friend's birthday is this weekend.
Matthias is the jealousy in his little.
I know. Matthias loves Palm Springs, and I don't blame you. It's so good.
I do.
Every this morning, homosexual I woke up, on the planet does.
Yeah, every homosexual. Literally, this is perfect for you guys. And I just get to come along for the ride. It's also perfect for those of us who love mid-century modern furniture, houses, styling, clothing. This is the place for me. I love it. So, yeah, it's been super fun. My friend's kids have been in and out of the pool. I had like a bunch of meetings this morning, but it's so much easier to like, you know, take a meeting when you're looking at a pool.
I love meetings at the pool.
Like your little feetsies. And anyway, I'm sounding very privileged right now. And I am. I'm super lucky. Friends invited me to their 40th birthday party. And so here I am. And it's super fun. And their partners sent them to the spa. So I'm working all day. They're at the spa, but I feel still like I'm at a spa.
Listen, we bless it. We bless it.
How the hell are you, Kevin?
I'm Edward Cullen with this lighting. What is going on? Like, it's something up with my camera. Like, I cannot, it's not doing its best as it usually is. Mm. So that's a little distressing. But beyond that, I've had a pretty phenomenal week. I've got a lot of writing done for my book. I'm working on my proposal right now. And I found a new favorite little cocktail spot that feels like a hole in the wall, and you have to have a Vax card to go in.
I love it. Love to hear it.
Which it's like, oh, do I want to be eating in? Well, if I'm going to go to a place, you know, at least everyone's vaxxed. So anyways, yeah, I would say I'm good. I'm having actually a really, really fun time. Matthias, thanks for doing my A Tiny Revolution podcast with me for KCF. Yeah.
That's so fun.
I'm also did not realize that I would get really emotional during the worship sets, which like I normally don't do, but it's all my friends.
Were you leading worship this time?
No, thank God.
No, okay.
Yeah, I'm happy. Like being on the worship team at QCF historically has been.
Can you explain what QCF is? Because I know you guys keep talking about it, and you have to realize a lot of people don't know. Because we don't only have,
way to call us out.
Good.
There's not only homosexuals here.
Yeah.
QCF is the Q Christian Fellowship National Well, Q Christian Fellowship is an organization. We were at the national conference, which is it's digital this year. And Matthias keynoted last night. And if you are a queer Christian or a queer anywhere adjacent to that or an ally and you want to come hang out with a bunch of other queer Christians and allies, like come through.
Come through.
It's so fun.
It really is. Well, what's your favorite memory with me at QCF? I want to know your favorite memory with me specifically, Matthias. What's your favorite time with me?
That feels like such a bait. Oh, it is.
So, Kevin, I feel like QCF specifically, I never see you.
Shade.
I mean, but we get times together. We do.
We occasionally. Yeah, but I just have distinct memories of being like, was Kevin even there? And being like, oh, yeah, they were. They were there. But like, did I see them? Not really.
What am I doing?
If it's fitting with all your other ways that you attend a festival or a conference, you're like a bumblebee that we just catch a glimpse of, and then hopefully we get a meal or like the after party with. But you are so popular.
I feel bad now. I feel
Am
bad.
I, wrong
I haven't
with
been good. I feel bad. I'm not good to my friends.
It's not a problem. Yeah, I mean, that's the reality of these things. Is that like you're like we're working.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like they're work events for us. So
yeah, they are.
Like,
that's true.
You're all off doing your things. Mm-hmm. We're all up. I'm off doing my things. Like it's just a favorite memory, though. Probably. I don't have one. I was gonna make something up, but I figured that was not real. So.
So Matthias is a therapist and also just our most honest friend. Like Matthias cannot lie.
Which I appreciate more than anything.
Like because you're so full of shit, but like in a good way.
That's true. Let me tell you what, friends. You got to have people around you who will keep you humble. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To have friends that are going to tell the truth. So now that we're caught up, we've checked in, we've got a section of the show. We like to talk about current events, hot topics.
Have you heard?
Have you heard about the things? And you populated some things. I've got some things too. Okay. So you start. And Matthias, if you pop in a comment, we want your opinion. That's what we're here for.
This is what we're here for. It's like your aunts, they check in on you. Then they give you their opinion, and then they give you advice. This is how the show goes. So
yeah, and if you since you're the aunt, mm-hmm. yeah, we're gonna talk about it.
So do you know who Bill Hader is and Anna Kendrick?
Bill Hader.
Hader, sorry for the name wrong.
Hader and Anna Kendrick.
They're dating for like a year, and they are both really really private celebrities, and basically all of a sudden are just like, yeah, you know, a year in, we should probably tell you guys we've been seeing each other for a year. And I just thought that was really lovely because he is not as aesthetically pleasing as I think a lot of
people in his class.
But I think he does that up a little bit. I think that's part of his like shtick is to be kind of the awkward square looking guy. But she's adorable. They're adorable together. I just feel like they would be so funny to be around. Like a little bit of a, I'm not trying to give them pressure, but I feel a little bit of like a Dax Kristen vibe. Yeah. So that was just a little thing I noticed this morning. And in the same celebrity category, we lost Meatloaf.
I was very sad about that. I heard that on NPR today and I was like, oh, dang, I would do anything for love, baby. Mm-hmm. He won a Grammy for that one.
I mean, he has an operatic or had an operatic voice like no other.
Also, so. I actually claimed it. We talked about this on the live event just a minute ago. I'm just like, I claim him as queer. He's part of the canon, in my opinion.
Oh, I was actually going to ask.
I don't actually know.
None of us do. It's just based on outfits.
And also just who makes an operatic album? I'm just like making an operatic rock album that is like a departure from like what's typically happening. Mm. That's gay.
That's gay. So right? I have already had so many requests for our shirt that says, so last week we said, you know, you come for the shade, you stay for the sermon on this show. And I have had so many people DM me and be like, hey, were you guys kidding about making that into a shirt? You should.
I'm going to write that down.
Kevin.
Our shirt. That would be our first Your Favorite Aunt shirt. And because we just start preaching for no reason in the midst of everything. I feel like that's gay. Should be your like.
That's gay.
That's gay. What is it? I don't know. That's gay. Monetize that shit, Sierra.
Listen, truly, like what good is it to have an internet presence if you're not going to monetize every quip?
Mm-hmm. So those are my two celebrity ones. Do you have something to bring in? Because then I've got some news ones.
Ooh.
I was just sad about Jason. I also talked about this in the last one. I'm sad that did I bring this up last hour? Jason Momoa breaking up with his partner.
We talked about it last week, but I think the best part was I got a message from my friend, actually, two of the girls that are here, one of the girls, we like have this giant group chat and one of them sent that thing that was like, ladies, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you don't have a chance with Jason Momoa.
They really should have sent that to me. That's fucking rude as shit. And I also need to be a lover of reality, don't I?
Yes. Well, I also think a lot of men were like, Lisa Bonet's back on the market. But
y'all
then
think?
Who wants to follow Jason Momoa?
I mean, the thing about it is like, this is from the perspective that this is a competition between people.
Oh, here we go. We're going to talk about relational dynamics. Here we go.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's not a competition. No one's better or worse. They're just different. Unless like Jason Momoa is a piece of shit. And then in which case I would want her to have something better. Either way, I want her to have a better fit. You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful. Gosh. You're such a, like a philosopher, really, is the only word I can think of.
I smoke weed, Sarah. It's not the same thing.
Isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
I feel like most philosophy books were written by people who smoke a lot of weed.
I mean, I hope so.
Or maybe like back in the day, opium. I don't know, guys. I don't know about drugs.
What's the thing? What is... I was actually like, this is a question I'd love to pose to us, maybe just as like a mini discussion.
I'm ready.
Is like, okay, so we just named like a bunch of people who were dating each other. I don't actually know Bill Hader or Anna Kendrick. I don't know Jason Momoa. Why do I care what these strange? Why do I care that these strangers are dating anyone?
Right? That reminds me of the meme that someone wrote. Everything I've learned about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly was against my will, and it does. Does feel like we get zero consent. People just tell us about
your... That is true. Did you see the one about her ring?
No.
Did you all see that? It's designed in such a way that if she takes it off, it like cuts her skin.
Stop it.
Yeah, oh,
to remind them that like love is pain or something. Like I was like, I don't want to know this.
Yo, I mean,
I don't
like,
want this.
I don't want this information. It was like the blood. So if you, remember the blood that what's her name?
Oh yeah.
Tommy. Shoot.
It was like
if anyone
somebody kept a vial of blood on a necklace around them, right?
Yes, it was Brad Pitt's ex-wife, whose name is
Angelina Jolie.
She had her first husband, who was like, what's his name? Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She carried his blood in a vial.
Interesting. In case.
I love that everyone's apocalypse. Answering Angelina Jolie. Em writes, that is some horrifying 90s emo punk goth blood oath shit. Billy Bob Thornton, that's his name. I knew it was like, someone with three names.
I just want to say that's some horrifying 90s emo punk goth blood. Oh, shit.
That is another shirt we should have that just says.
Like, also, can we talk about, like, back in the day, I remember people in elementary school and middle school trying to, like, get me to do weird shit like that. Like, I was friends with all, like, the Wiccan crowd and, like, the people who were doing the alternative. I know. I was, see, me being a witch now, I'm not surprised at all.
That was the gateway
but, like,
drug.
They were into some blood magic at the moment, like trying to like bond us and like no, I'm just like, listen, I've seen The Craft, okay? I know what goes on.
Oh, also speaking of emo 90s shit, so all my favorite bands are playing for one day in Las Vegas. All my favorite bands.
I have to go.
Did you
I
see
want
the
to
ticket?
Go.
How much it is? They sold out already. $299 just for general admission. And that is, and then I read general admissions plus. General admissions plus, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Is the one that has, and I quote, air conditioned bathrooms. So what does that say about general admission? For $299, you don't get an air conditioned bathroom.
Real talk. So this is me flexing. I'm going to admit. So when you know certain people, you get to go to certain festivals. And I have a friend who's just like, do you want to come see me at this festival? And so I got, do what?
Is it that festival? Cause I will.
No, they're not playing at it. But it was the coolest thing in the world. I got like my little band got me into the artist bar.
Oh, I know. That's once you go there, there's no going back. I stagecoach that way. I don't even like country music. It was so like, oh, this is how you live. We had wristbands that opened doors. And do you know, literally started, I for a day became like the most entitled. Like I like would look back at the people like rolling in the mud and I was like, look at the peasants. like it was just like.
Wait, were there people rolling in the mud at your little festival?
Well, because it's Stagecoach. So it's out in Coachella. So it's like the Coachella Valley. That's just dust and like mud and. Sweat.
Wow. And people roll in it.
Meanwhile, I'm like sitting drinking my little drink in my air conditioned tent.
But people roll in it.
Well, they're like hanging out in it. I don't mean they're actually rolling.
Oh, it's a figure of speech.
Oh,
sorry, Blaze. I know that was so disposed of you like lean forward, like people are dirty. No.
No, but it was just like, I'm just like, who like I'm just so curious. I'm just like, they must feel very good and feel very free to do that in public.
I mean, they are like it's kind of weird. It's like a weird like cosplay where all these like Southern Orange County people dress like country people. And those of us who like are actually have spent a good amount of time in the South, we're like, that's not how you do it. Like what are
it's a caricature of a caricature.
Right. Emery says, let them eat cake. That's what I turned into.
Love it.
I don't like that part of me, guys. So we can move on.
No, here's the thing, Sarah. You need to be okay with that part. It's okay to like nice things.
Transcend and include. You're right. I would just say
I'm just
that.
Like, because like here's like there's nothing wrong with being in the artist bar and smoking weed with your friends in front of people, like the security card ain't saying shit to you because you're in the artist bar. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. And there's also nothing wrong with playing in the mud.
There is nothing wrong with playing in the rock. They were definitely like dirty, and that was like the cool thing. People like putting their pictures on Instagram where they're like, you know, kind of.
I'm in the mud. I mean, I went to Ichthus. Like, any, Matthias, did you ever go to Ichthus? Y'all know what Ichthus is?
Yes.
It was basically like the Christian Woodstock, and it was just.
I thought that was my best.
Oh, probably the same.
They had like 20 of them back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm. Of Ichthus.
I mean, there was like Creation Fest and
Creation Fest is still going. Like, Winter Jam.
For me, because I was into the hardcore music scene, there was a thing called Cornerstone, and that's where.
Oh,
like,
I know about Cornerstone, baby. I know all about it.
That was just like Jesus People USA. Like, it was the thing. Cornerstone. All the cute boys, all the boys I liked, they all like either were playing Cornerstone or were at Cornerstone.
Like, no.
No.
Who I am now, like, the only reason, like, I don't even, like, I go to Wild Goose and I don't even, like, go to half the concerts. Like,
right. I love a live concert, but I'll tell you what. So I didn't buy a ticket. I thought about it. I was really going to do it to this concert, to the We Were Young concert. But then when I looked at the price and it's like the baby, like, you know, like, littlest ticket possible is $2.99. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to see all these bands, but how much am I really going to take? How much am I actually going to see any of these bands if there's like 40 bands?
In a single day. Did you see all the critique of it? Single day, 30 bands,
right.
Only three stages.
Right.
That means each set is only a half an hour. You're going to have to choose between the people you want to see. And the tickets were fully non-refundable, even if the thing is canceled.
Oh, no, no, no. See, I did the
right
thing.
And it's put on the same people. It's put on by the same people who did Astroworld. So. Ugh.
Okay, so I did the right thing.
Oh, no. That's bad.
Mm-hmm. Astroworld is the one where people died, yeah?
Yeah. During Travis Scott's concert? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I made the right choice is what you guys are saying. Really, I just needed you guys to tell me I made the right choice.
You did make the right choice.
You made the right choice.
Someone said they got the fire vibes.
Seriously. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting for the documentary.
Fire Fest vibes. If anyone doesn't know what we're referencing, Fire Fest was this supposed to be this really, really fancy, amazing, all-inclusive, bougie
getaway
music festival on an island. You got flown out there, bussed in the whole nine yards, and it earned out to be the largest. I mean, like, high flop. Like, just...
Wasn't there, like, bagged lunches and some of them had gone bad and...
It was,
so
yeah.
Yeah.
And people were just like, oof.
I also had that moment, too, guys, where I was sitting by the pool thinking about buying these tickets, thinking about these bands, and then I realized, all these bands are my age. Like, do I really want to see a bunch of 40-year-olds in tight jeans?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Like, that's exactly where I would want to be. I'm just like, these are my people. Because I keep thinking, like, what am I going to wear when I'm an old person? And I'm just like, I've been asking this since I was 12. And apparently I'm just going to wear whatever I'm going to wear. And I'm still wearing skinny jeans. I will not give them up.
This is terrible. It's terrible, but it's funny and creative. So I'm couching it in that. There's this guy who said today on the internets that whenever I cheat on my girl, I always wear, like, old school clothes so that, like, if she sees a picture of it, I'll just be like, oh no, that was a long time ago.
Men.
Nasty. Which part of me was like, I can't, that's creative. Like, you don't hate the player, hate the game. Guys, it's terrible. But also, like, good for you. Oh, I'm a trash human.
Again, you're not a trash human. You just have a very particular kind of humor.
That's true.
You gotta own your comedy a little bit more if you ever want to be a stand-up, Sarah.
You think I should do it?
Would you like to?
I think I would like doing stand-up, but it would be...
I mean, I think we should all try. I think we could be pretty funny. I think we could do at least like a 5-minute set.
Mm-hmm.
Matthias is like, I don't know.
I'll come and tell you that you did great regardless.
Matthias, that I don't want
so kind.
That's the thing, it's just like,
did you
I don't
guys
like
if, see my deconstruction joke?
I did see your deconstruction joke, and it took me a second, and I got it.
You want to hear it, Matthias?
I do want to hear it.
Oh, God.
What do you call a deconstructing Batman?
Oh, maybe I did see this. I can't remember, though.
Christian Bale.
Oh, no. I didn't see that.
Y'all love it. Y'all love it so much.
I just love how disappointed he is in me, but he loves me so much. He goes, oh no. Sorry, I tried.
That's so bad.
Someone just said, look what Emery, pull what Emery set up. Just get 37 more comedians to perform with you, and you can charge $299. I'm going to give you an air-conditioned bathroom.
Yeah, absolutely. No, for $299, they don't get the air-conditioned bathroom. For $499.
I'm going to step it up.
Oh, wow. You're putting air-conditioned bathroom on the bottom tier level.
Wow.
Those lines are going to be so long. Also, when I went to the festival with my friend, I did have access to the air conditioned bathroom, and it was litty. It was great. So it was funny, clean.
Like, when we are in a situation where there are porta potties, the amount of like privilege we feel when we have a bathroom with a door that like actually, you know.
That's true. Anyway, some people don't have bathrooms. That's true.
That is true. And also, do you have anything else that you want to get into?
Current event.
Before you hit
this is more of a something I'm excited to get into. Hillary Duff has a new series on Hulu. Yes. It's How I Met Your Father.
I saw this. It looks actually really cute. Yes.
And it's just, I'm very excited. I love Hillary Duff. She can do no wrong for me.
She's pretty cute.
I want to talk about our Hillary Duff obsessions. Please go, Matthias. Begin.
I love Hillary Duff. I have, she's one of the few people in my world. Like I get clearly I get frazzled just talking about her.
This is so good.
You know, she was on The Bachelor two weeks ago. Yeah, right. And the date card was, this is what dreams are made of. So, you know, the ladies they open up their date card and it says, this is what dreams are made of. And I looked to Riley, you know, Riley, you both know Riley, my friend Riley, who I was watching it with. And I said, that is a Hillary Duff reference. And Riley said, no, it's not. And then
Hey now, this is what dreams are made of.
Right. I was like, I sang him the song. I was like, it's Hillary Duff. I'm like, it's a Hillary Duff reference.
I would never question you on that.
Sure enough, I know Riley should know better, but sure enough, Hillary Duff walks out
very nonchalantly. She was like, oh, those kids are crazy. And she's, I'm like,
I'm here. Hi. I started crying.
I love my life so much. I wish I'd been there. Why didn't you FaceTime me? Because Riley's face would be like,
why didn't you document it for TikTok? Gen Z love it when people cry on camera.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that, I love Hillary Duff. Yeah.
She's a solid actress. I think people like really underestimate her in a lot of ways because they only see her as Lizzie McGuire.
Yes. Fair. A fun fact about me that you will find, you might not know this, Matthias, you might know.
Is it fun?
Yeah. I made it to the second round of becoming the Bachelorette and then pulled myself out because I was dating someone that I was very serious about. And so I was like, oh, I don't want to like ruin my chances of my forever by like go, because they were asking like, you know, would you end your current relationship? And I was like, I choose him over the Bachelorette.
How noble.
How noble. And also then we broke up and he married like a non-denom girl 6 months later, guys. So I didn't win that one.
Non-denom girl.
Like a non-denom evangelical?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ew. Like, girl, you dodged a bullet. But also, dang. But
she had
also,
a vision.
What if, like, I don't know. Like,
what if I had been on The Bachelorette?
I just really think you dodged a bullet. Like, that's
on
the thing.
On both cases?
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, I as much as I love Bachelorette Nation, I respect it now. I've watched it a few times. I get what it's about.
It.
You've never watched it and you were trying out for the show?
Well, because I was like young. I was super young. It was like very early, very, very early.
No. Let's like, I want to unpack this real quick. You did not know what a reality show was.
I mean, I'd seen clips of it. I knew the premise.
But I'm trying to confirm here. You did not know really what you were getting into.
No.
And you were a semi-finalist.
No, not a, it was like the first round, they look at your things. The second round, they would call you in. So they were going to call me in. Yeah, they were going to call me in. And I was like, no, I have to like decline because they had my headshots. They knew what I was. They knew I was a, you know, theology graduate. And they were like,
I don't know. Everyone's like dodged a bullet. The universe was protecting.
The universe saved you.
I wish Sarah was the Bachelorette.
What if they do like an elder Bachelorette?
Sarah, do you really
what
in what okay are you calling your like I know that you love to call yourself old and that you think that you just look like this haggard piece of shit lady.
I didn't say that. Now you have. Just kidding.
But just like it's like Sarah girl. Have you looked at the material?
Oh thanks. I'm not wearing makeup today, which I feel like that was
and I am, but you can't see it because this goddamn thing is washing me out.
So, Sarah, you are not a senior citizen.
Listen to the people.
Listen, until you have an AARP card and you're getting your funds from your IRS thing that you've been paying to over time, unless you don't pay your taxes, like some people.
No,
I don't want to talk about it.
I do pay mine.
I'm working on paying them off.
So, yes, that's Hillary... having her own show. I loved, were either of you like full watch?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
How I Met Your Mother?
Nah.
Oh, I loved How I Met Your Mother. I watched that show, yeah, religiously.
I was really into it for a couple of years and then I stopped and now I want to kind of go back.
It does not hold up. I went and rewatched all of it again like 2 years ago and it's
not good.
Well, I mean, it's like still really good, but like the jokes are like, oh,
no.
That's what we were joking about.
Like a little bit culturally uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. 100%. You know, like watching 30 Rock again now, like they don't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone just asked, can we get Sarah on Queer Eye?
I don't feel like Sarah needs to be on Queer Eye.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's just like when I think of someone on Queer Eye, I think poor, unfortunate soul.
Right.
Someone wrote, unlike you, Sarah, it didn't age well. Stop. Guys.
Damn.
I didn't come for
she
this.
She said, am I fishing for compliments? But woo.
Just go to bed with your hair wet, play with kids in the morning, and then show up. Friends, I am excited about the show, but I think I could just hop in and just watch How I Met Your Father and not watch How I Met Your Mother, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally. They're totally different things. It's just basically the same thing, but like new characters, new things.
There's a and nude also... British guy, so I was excited.
Wow. I love a nude guy, period. Like, it doesn't even have to be British.
No, but that was a nice little...
Also, Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland are both British. Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm. Tom Holland is from my family. His family lives near my family. And so when I was in England, they're like, oh, he comes back every Christmas to see his family. And so we see him all the time.
I know what I'm doing for Christmas.
Wait a minute. I might be getting Tom Holland and Tom Hardy mixed up.
Tom Holland is the guy who played Spider-Man most recently.
Oh, no, it's Tom Hardy.
I mean, still.
Tom Hardy plays the Venom character, right?
Yes, he does. And also Tom Hardy has said in an interview, and I quote, of course I've had sex with men. I'm in acting.
Oh.
Tom Holland Hardy is also British, but like he's down. He's down.
Oh, you guys are the best.
So again, I know what I'm doing for Christmas.
Yes, my family's little small town. It's in an area called Yarm. You can go to Yarm.
Yeah, and I can go in there and I can use all of my magical powers and womanly wiles.
Ooh.
To say, hey, do you want to Doth this stocking, baby? That's my come on line. Does it work? Do you want?
I guess we'll find out.
Guys, stay tuned. Stay tuned to Sarah and Kevin go to the UK.
This is going to be like Barb and Star go to wherever the hell they went to.
Vista Del Mar.
Vista Del Mar. I just love the fact that Matthias is so intellectual and also my friend that knows every pop culture thing ever. And that's why I'm just like, Riley, are you new here? How did you not know that Matthias would know that? Like, I would never question you. Oh my gosh, it's our version of The Holiday.
I love it. Oh, I can't wait for this movie.
Oh my gosh. It'll be so fun. We just need a film crew to follow us. That would actually be a really bad idea.
I mean, bad for who? Like, bad for the people watching because it's so boring. Trish!
Oh, friends. Oh, anyone else have anything exciting they want to, before we go into... do we have any questions for this week? I haven't even looked on my...
I have got some cues from...
Okay, perfect.
Last week, I can pull... I can also see if there's anything in the inbox but no one ever writes to the inbox, but maybe that's changed.
We need people to.
Yeah.
Ooh, I've got a good question. It's an easy answer. Okay.
Well, let's go with you. Let's go with you, Sarah. So now it comes to the part of the show where we answer your questions because we are very qualified to do so because of God has given us wisdom.
None of these opinions are in any way supported by any backing.
Just kidding.
Any of our accreditations, including Matthias's or mine.
Yeah, Matthias is an actual therapist. So like he can give out like some good therapy advice, me and
but
Sarah.
But not in this moment.
Yeah, not right now.
The question someone asked is, when are you two coming to Canada?
ASAP!
That we should ASAP. Put that. Non-spawn. Non-spawn by God. When you said this is not sponsored by God.
Did I say that?
No, but you basically were like, only God is the gave us wisdom. So then M said non-spawn by God. Oh my gosh, that's our t-shirt, non-spawn by God.
No. No.
Sponsored by God.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Thank you, Matthias. Every time I come up with a t-shirt idea, Kevin just poo-poos me.
I don't poo-poo the good ones. oh no.
Honestly, in your what's the question? Opinion, what's the Matthias, question? Are we in an unhealthy relationship?
You guys aren't in a relationship.
For 6 years. Are Kevin and I in an unhealthy relationship? We can talk later.
I love you both.
Wow.
Switzerland.
What's the question? What's the question?
The question was just when we were coming to Canada. That was it. That's my question for today.
Oh, well, great. ASAP. Well, sure. You know.
ASAP.
So I have a question from the Instagrams. This person asked, what should I do? It says how to come out as bi to the boyfriend while assuring them or him I am happy with him and don't need to explore that side of me.
Oh, that's a great question.
Hmm.
There is something to be said, and we've talked a little bit about this before on shows.
Keep going. I'm going to go refill my beverage, but you're in my ear so I can hear you.
Okay, no worries. And I don't know if you found this, Matthias. People seem to make an unfounded connection between being bisexual to being like both non-monogamous, which if you're monogamous, someone being bisexual really isn't anything different in your couple relationship if you guys have chosen non-monogamy, but there does seem to be this cultural fear.
About bisexuals that they are promiscuous and horny.
Okay, that's another way to put it. Yes. No, that's true.
Bisexuals are horny, but many of them are.
Right. It's not a correlation. So I think they're... It is, we have to admit that the thing behind that question, I think the thing behind the, is the fear that like, well, you're not never going to be just satisfied with me because you're not exploring the female side of your bisexuality. What do you think, Matthias? Is that like a fair thing you've heard people reflect?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think that's true. Like that, what am I trying to say? I had wine at 1 p.m. today.
You're doing great. I had a margarita spritz. I don't even know what that is.
There, it does seem like there is such an assumption that if you're bi, then therefore things are riskier to be in relation. Like you're a riskier person to be in a relationship with. Like it feels like it opens up the playing field.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, that's just not, I mean, it's not true. I mean, certainly it changes who you're attracted to, but that doesn't have any reflection on your capacity to form relationships or be in a relationship, whether that is monogamous or otherwise. Mm-hmm. So, but I get the fear,
right?
Like, I mean, that fear of how do I come out? How do I tell this person whom I care about that this is my reality? And then that fear of like, how is this going to change our relational dynamic?
It doesn't make you,
it's a scary thing.
Right. It doesn't make you any less satisfying to me because I actually went through this with good friends of mine. She had been in a lesbian relationship before she met her now husband. And for him, the piece that he was like, I don't know how to put language around feeling not enough because of this male, like toxic male idea that you have to be the, mm-hmm. you know, I need to totally satisfy you or
I need to be the only one.
Right. Or we shouldn't be in relationship. And he said, I really had to do my own deconstruction around that. That we have to be honest that, you know, that doesn't mean once we've made this decision, it's the same. If like you could be attracted to other men, but that's the story we tell ourselves often is that the person is going to be looking all the time for someone else. And now there's just more players on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more players on the field as if the person was somebody to score.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. Yes. So having that conversation, be gentle with yourself, be honest with yourself. Like it's not just you and that person. It's a mm-hmm. lot of culture around you that has got you to this point of anxiety and even naming that like, hey, I know that in culture and society, we've really been led to believe it is a competition and that this is making the thing bigger, but it's not because the reality, the honest thing is the thing that's between us. And that hasn't changed.
The thing that has come to mind for me is actually Matthias, when we were first becoming best friends, he's like, hey, I want to send you a book. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be something cool, something about theology. And it was called Insecure in Love. And it was about attachment styles. And I was just like, I'm like, he's certainly telling me something here. And when I tell you, I'm so.
When your therapist friend sends you a book, it's never.
It's never a sweet time. It's like I was reading this hot erotica and I just thought that you'd be in. Nope, it's Insecure in Love. And I think that you're exhibiting patterns. Have you considered that you're a little codependent and maybe or have an insecure attachment style? I don't know. Have you? And the answer was no. And the answer, like, I'm truly thankful because that really did start me. Because I did read it, just for the record. I read it.
I've read it too.
But it really, but that what it sounds like. When, let me say this, because of that book, I recognize one big truth is that I am not responsible for my partner's feelings, point blank, period. Now, that does not mean I cannot be compassionate and sympathetic, empathetic, etc., and listen really well. But at the end of the day, one of my personal ethos is I'm always free to share how I'm feeling. And I also know that I'm responsible for those feelings, meaning I'm responsible to take care of myself no matter what. It was one of those things where like, here's like, also there's an assumption that your boyfriend is automatically going to think that.
Oh, that's a great point actually.
And so, and maybe you know for a fact that he'll do that because he said certain things in his life. And maybe that's like a founded assumption. And for me, whenever I tell people about coming out, or it's like when you're doing it because you love yourself and the people around you. And I always kind of approach it that way. It's just like, I'm telling you this because I love you and because I don't want to hide any part of me from you. And let me tell you what, this is going to sound a little weird, but like I have used this someone showed me this, was just like, I have said to my family, I can tell I've had a few drinks, now. What I've said to my family is, I'm so grateful that I have a family that I can share these things with, because I know that we really do love each other. And even if we don't understand each other, we can be compassionate. Mm-hmm. And so something you can even say to your partner, if it feels like a true statement, is I'm grateful that I can come to you with this and share this because I know that you love me and are always willing to listen, even if you don't understand.
Yeah. It's about like,
because it kind of like in some,
you've already created something that space.
It's because it's actually something like you kind of said, Sarah, is just like, you know, what if we like, you know, flip, it's just a very slight shift, but being curious.
Right.
Well, you keep going.
Can we be curious about this together? And I think it's like, I love that idea of honoring the fact that this person feels safe enough for you to tell. And I think sometimes just hearing from people that, hey, I just want you to know, like, I'm not expecting you to react one way or another, but I do feel like it's a big deal that I feel safe enough in this that I'm going to tell you something that I'm nervous about your reaction to it. But I also have faith enough in, or belief enough in our ability to, you know, fix ruptures, to have the like honest conversation, because honest conversations are so hard. And this is continuing that movement towards more and more honesty. And I think that's always a good thing. And honestly, if the person like can't hold space for your sexuality, like,
oh yeah, if he reacts poorly, that is data to respond to. Because because at the end of the deal, like, if he's that insecure that he's going to start making a deal of it, like, it's like, if you don't stop acting like a punk, I am going to leave you because you're being an asshole.
Oh yeah. So if you guys get to that point, then just call Kevin in and then Kevin will do the closer for you.
100%. I am actually, I was like, can someone like, I would love, like, there's actually read this thing in Japan where people will hire other people to quit their job for them. Like, they will call the business and say, hey, I'm calling on behalf of such and such. They're quitting their job. And I'm here to like gather up all their things.
I don't
for
need
them.
To know that. As a conflict avoidant person, I'm like, where is that? And how do I do that?
You know, and I'm just like, I would happily do that. I'm like, I would love to break up with people for people and just like be there. Oh, I think that could be pretty fun because it's like, well, I don't think it's the right thing to do probably, but I'm thinking
it's
like,
my literal hell.
I'm a sympathetic person and I would happily sit with this person for like maybe 15 to 30 minutes. Like, and I'll say like, maybe it's like, hey, if you want me to sit with a person for any amount of time afterward, you have to pay for that. Am I monetizing grief?
Yeah.
This is a bad idea.
It is a very
Are you saying that you'll do it for free up to 30 minutes?
No, I'm saying that I like you're gonna pay for my time period.
Yeah.
And then the extra part is
there's a base rate of like 10 minutes and then anything over that, like,
so this is a terrible thing, but also kind of funny. My best guy friend, when he would break up with girls when we were roommates and we lived together and whatever, he would literally like have a plan where I would pick him up. So I would be waiting in the neighborhood of said girl. And I was like the getaway driver when he would break up with a girl. He'd be like, I have to go. Sarah needs me. And then I would magically appear.
Sarah needs me. Oh, that's the worst thing to do, because why would you like to abandon a girl for another? I assume like this is a heterosexual woman for another Oh, that's fucked.
Or just be like, I gotta go. And then be like, and then there I would be.
Wow, wow, wow. Sarah Louisa Jane Heath, I'm surprised at you. I'm just kidding. I don't care.
I know that's it's always,
that's the
guys.
Worst. That's the worst saying from like an aunt. It's just like, I'm surprised at you.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. I just didn't see it coming. It's different than who I thought you were. Ouch. Thanks, aunt. My answer.
Okay, real talk. One weird thing that my uncle once said, it was at my grandfather's funeral and I'm walking away. I'm leaving because like nobody's wearing masks and it's very strange. And I can't be there anymore. And he says, you know, keep telling people about Jesus, Kevin. And I was like,
that was his goodbye.
That was his goodbye to me. He didn't say that to anybody else. Anybody, like, and who says that to anybody?
Apparently your uncle.
So strange. You know what? You're right.
Keep telling me. Maybe my uncle Jesus.
That's what I'm gonna start telling. That's what I'm gonna start saying when I leave. It's like, hey, don't forget. Keep telling people about Jesus.
Oh, that's our new goodbye. I don't like it.
Yeah,
that
right.
Feel good. I hope that we've answered that question well for that person. I think this is the kind of thing where you just have to be grace filled with yourself and the other person, and they may not get it right.
Get some support around you. Mm-hmm. Like, get some friends who are going to be like, okay.
Non-reactive.
Also, there is a lot of, there's some Facebook groups out there, and maybe for like spouses of people who like grew up in purity culture and church, found out later in life that they are bisexual.
Right. Yeah.
In some way, or queer in some way. Find those groups on the Facebook. You can search them. And just get some people around you, because man, it's a lonely road out there on your own.
Yes. Gosh, that's a good song.
Thank you. I wrote it. I'm just very good at it. So.
Well, this has been delightful. Do you have one more question, or do you want to wrap it up? Because we're getting close to our hour mark, and both of you have got to be exhausted.
I mean, for me, I feel delighted to be in the presence of my friends. But Matthias, do you have anything that you want to promote / share? Like, so where can people find you on the internet?
On the internet.
I am across the internet at Matthias Roberts. So that's cool.
And so
you
that's
can also, cool. We also say buy our books at the every soon. Single thing. And your book is called Beyond Shame. It's called Beyond Shame. You can pick it up at your local bookstore. It's also available on Audible now. Like literally.
As of like in 4 days, it'll be available.
Oh, I love that. And you're reading it.
No, I'm not.
Dang it.
Some like really professional audiobook narrator is reading it. His voice sounds very good.
But your
his voice
so
sounds
great.
Amazing. It's so strange like to listen. It's like everybody, like that's the thing. I think that they fucked up with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think they really fucked up with that, because you would have probably had to pay somebody for something that you probably would have done for free.
No, they would have paid me.
Oh, you know
to
what?
To read your own book.
Yes, I'm not doing that for free. That takes days.
I mean, I
don't want to read that.
I don't want to read my fucking book. Shit. Sarah, you got anything you're promoing?
I do. So Rev Covery comes out this week, our first full-length episode. It is a podcast for people who are leaving ministry or who are looking to transition how they do ministry. Rev Covery Room is where you can find us on Instagram. We're about to have a Discord group. We know that leaving ministry is actually becoming, they call it the like resignation. The Great Resignation. Well, statistically, pastors are actually leaving the profession quicker than most other professions. So there's this huge movement. And so myself and Justin Gentry, and also a former pastor, we're having lots of people, like from people who can help you think through the feelings through it. But also we've got some folks who are coming in who are professional, like LinkedIn people or resume people, or how do you get a job when the only thing you have is discipleship maker, which is creepy as hell, friends. So please like, subscribe, check that out. We're starting to record Making Spaces again, which is exciting. Please listen to this show, share it with your friends, like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. Irreverent Media Group. Listen to Matthias's podcast. It's also really good. Both of the
I heard he hasn't put out a lot of stuff in a while though, so I don't know.
I mean, I think he's been busy.
yeah,
both of right. you have great podcasts, honestly. Yeah, right. Not just saying that because you're my friends, but anything you got, Kevin?
Yes. A Tiny Revolution, as you know, is on mini hiatus. I'm going to have episodes back in February, and I'm thinking about how I want to shape the Mask podcast. I'm probably just going to do like a series within A Tiny Revolution.
Okay.
So it's all going to be in that feed. So it's going to be like,
you, I love that. You know,
'cause why not? I can make the show whatever I want to.
You can, because it's yours.
Isn't that great? The show that I'm starting called Let's Deconstruct Everything. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Jesus Christ. That show is going to be starting in February. And
we're professionals. Clearly.
I am. Listen, this is the greatest show on earth. I don't care what anybody says. The best show on the internet, okay? That's what Superfruit used to say. So I'm taking it because they don't make it make any content anymore. I realize I've had a lot of drinks on an empty stomach, so that's why I feel so silly.
Yeah, you need to eat.
Yeah, I'm going to. I made some soup. It's in the crock pot.
Ooh, I love your soups.
Please go buy my book. It's called Bad Theology Kills. The next weekend is the 2-year anniversary of it coming out. And yeah, so cool times. Nice friends.
Both of you so much.
I need to get off the air.
I love all of you so much.
Yeah, I love you all too. But we'll wait before we go.
What?
I have just one thing to say to you both.
What?
Don't stop telling people about Jesus.
I just snorted. Find friends like we like, please. We are so lucky, so lucky.
Yeah, so friends, that's Matthias's advice for the week. My advice is the same. Don't stop telling people about Jesus, okay?
Do you have any advice for this week before we log off?
That was my advice. Don't stop telling people Jesus. Great. I need to get off. I have to get off the line.
We love you. Make good decisions. Drink your water. Take care of yourself. Have some fun this weekend, friends.
Whatever, but safely. Be safe. Put your mask on. Bye.